I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Kennedy is out today. She's hosting a fundraiser. We'll get into the Red Sox with a pretty cool moment at Fenway last night for Nick Pivetta. We've got the Good Vibe Tribe, a brand new War of the Roses. More worm audio, because that seems to be very popular on the show this week. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with Borat and his lawsuit against a company here in Boston. And what else is in there? What else is in the dirt?
You're already in Charlotte, huh?
I'm already out of here. I can't even remember what we did on the show today. I'm out. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is out. You can also catch the show on the Odyssey app. The Red Sox take 2 of 3 from the defending American League champs. They win it 5-1 last night against the Houston Astros.
Bounding ball into the shift. Story spins, throws. He gets him. And Nick Pivetta goes all the way. A spectacular performance. A complete game. Who says that anymore?
Yes.
Who does that anymore?
You gotta love this game.
We're back on the World Series train. I never doubted him for a second. October baseball.
Nick Pivetta went off last night. He pitched 9 innings, only allowed 2 hits. One of them was a home run to Altuve in the first inning. No base on balls, and he had 8 strikeouts. And in fact, the manager, sorry, the name evades me right now.
Alex Cora.
Alex Cora, thank you. Joked. He's like, I stayed away from him in the 9th inning. I wasn't going to take him out. He went off last night.
That's that was an awesome. Incredible.
It's so rare to see a complete game anymore. That's only his second one in like 120 games.
Yeah, it was interesting to go in and look at the box score this morning. And normally you'd see 22 pitchers listed there. And to see just one guy 9 innings, it reminded me a lot of when I was younger.
The Red Sox needed it. Yeah. They're not in last place anymore. They're above the Orioles.
I love that.
Slowly but surely.
The Celtics are down 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. They will play Game 2 tonight in Miami. That game is at 8:30. Al Horford is doubtful, but the good news is Marcus Smart should play tonight. And I want to say congrats to my son, Barrett. He plays goalie for the Charlestown 5-6 select team, 5th and 6th graders. They won 10-3 last night in Walpole. They finished the season undefeated, and they are headed to the playoffs.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to tell you, these kids... I'm not kidding you when I say this might be one of the best group of 5th and 6th graders in the United States. I don't know how it works. So if you win, you know, your playoffs, do you go to other states? I don't know any of that.
Yeah, there's probably like a regional tournament.
Yeah, there's probably like it would not surprise me if this team ended up winning every game they play. They're just, we won last night going away and we didn't even have like 3 of our best players there. The team is so good.
Good for them.
By the way, driving to Walpole at 5 o'clock traffic, not the best thing I've ever done in my life. 90 minutes, Dan, to get from Charlestown down there. 90 minutes.
Well, if you want to be the 5th and 6th grade boys champion, you're going to have to make sacrifices.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game, Dan. That's right. Thank you. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe. Or Annie, sorry.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Of course, if you have a Good Vibe Tribe story, we'd love to hear it. Drop us a link. 617-931-1234. That's the text line right into the studio. You remember last week when a guy with no flying experience landed a plane in Florida after the pilot passed out?
Yep.
Well, it turned out that the pilot had a severe cardiac event, basically a big tear in his aorta, but because passenger Darren Harrison landed so quickly, he survived it. He got released on Monday, and he's home recovering.
Wow.
That is so scary.
Here's a Mother's Day leftover. There's a video making the rounds of identical twin sisters giving a book of photos to their 37-year-old stepmom, and on the last page, they asked if she would officially adopt them. As soon as she turns the page, it is straight waterworks.
Those videos always make me cry.
A scuba diver in England found a woman's wedding ring after it fell off her finger into a river. It was a big deal because the ring is 100 years old and belonged to her grandmother. And an 82-year-old waiter in Virginia Beach just hit the lottery. $285,000 using the numbers a friend told him to play years ago. But he says he's not retiring because, of course, he just loves his job.
Oh.
What is it? What do you think an 82-year-old spends his lottery winnings on?
Mm. Like a membership to a really nice golf club.
I don't know.
Denture cream. Icy hot.
Give it to your kids.
Dr. Scholl's.
And please retire, man.
Honestly.
You've earned it.
Well, he enjoys it. He's got his friends at work. I'm not sure how this didn't happen sooner because it's an obvious spinoff. Hot Pockets just announced they're going to start selling Cold Pockets.
Oh.
Cold Pockets.
They're actually called Deli-Witch sandwiches. You thaw them out before you eat them. They say you can put one in your kid's lunchbox in the morning, and it'll be ready to eat in 2 to 4 hours, or you can thaw them out in the microwave. It's their first offering that's not meant to be eaten hot. They're releasing 4 different versions: pepperoni and cheese, ham and cheese, turkey and cheese, and one that's only cheese. They will hit grocery stores nationwide by the end of the month.
A room temperature Hot Pocket just feels like a sandwich.
It's very lunchable to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. The broccoli and cheese Hot Pocket from back in the day.
Hot Pocket.
Come on. That's an all-timer right there. What do you have for Goodbye Tribe Audio, Dan?
Yeah, so Carson, I know right after the show today, you're leaving on a jet plane to Charlotte for a wedding.
Yes, 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 yes.
And hopefully this doesn't happen to Lane when she's down the aisle. This is a bride who had walked down and was in the middle of her vows when she realized she was missing half of her dress.
Bounding oh, that's not it. Sorry.
She also pitched a complete game.
I'm killing it over here this morning, Dan. Here we go.
Pause for a moment. I just realized when I got up to the end of the aisle that I'm missing half of my dress. Maybe I could put it on now.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. Two nights ago, I had a dream that I did this. That I walked on the aisle without it. I'm sure you guys have never been to a wedding like this before. Okay. We can resume.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I would
do. Just the whole back half of her dress.
Just gone.
She didn't have any bridesmaids, right. And they kind of rushed to get everyone seated.
Right.
So nobody noticed till she was in
Oh my God.
That is amazing. And for the 508, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. I'm dying to know how the ceremony writing is going. Have you started? Yes, I started writing the vows. I got the approval, the seal of approval from the bride-to-be. We are all good.
Now just don't mess it up when you get there.
Okay, I can't promise.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Could there be a settlement in the Sasha Baron Cohen case of a Boston weed company? We'll get to that story here in just a minute. We're going to start first, though, with Ellen DeGeneres. You know, Ellen is wrapping up her final shows of that series, of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, with the last episode airing a week from today. So Chelsea Handler sent Ellen a pre-recorded video message where she, of course, lets her chest hang loose fairly quickly. Yes, she pretty much just revealed her boobs during the entire video. Obviously, you can't see this.
Right.
But here is the audio.
Ellen, congratulations on 19 years of doing your show. I would show you my breasts, but we've already seen them. So I'll just sit like this and tell you that I am so proud of you. You are a rock star. You made this work for 19 years. So go have fun. And you know what that means.
She's always topless.
That's kind of her
always.
Whole thing.
That is her thing. That is her thing.
Do you think the Ellen show would be ending if it wasn't for all the controversy?
No.
Because she was number one with the bullet.
So much money they were making off of that.
I think she would have done another 5-10 years.
Easily could have kept on.
Yeah.
When you get to that point on a show like that and you're making that kind of money, and you know what I mean? Why
and
would
you're
you
still
leave
getting
it?
The best guests. You're still getting everything.
Yep. To say that the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial has captured our attention would be a massive understatement, and judging by social media reactions, it seems like it's practically all we care about. So according to a website called Axios, they published an article about the they say that each published article about the trial gets an average of 508 social media interactions. So I want to give you just a little sample of other things that we're talking about, right? So COVID, inflation, the Russian-Ukraine war, abortion, Joe Biden, Elon Musk. So again, Johnny and Amber Heard, 508 interactions per click. COVID gets 44.
That's so wild.
Like, it's not even, inflation gets 70. The Russian-Ukraine war gets 91 impressions.
It's weird because this is still such heavy content to be consuming, but it's like our human brains and our human, we just can't, it's right. Like so many people can't handle looking at like the Russian-Ukraine war or,
exactly.
Or abortion laws or things like that. But yep. This is still heavy to consume.
If you take Joe Biden, the abortion conversation, the Russian-Ukraine war, inflation, and COVID, it still gets less clicks than the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
This is why society is going backwards.
Right.
Amber Heard's sister, Whitney Enriquez, says she joked with Johnny Depp that he should hit her, as it's revealed Heard had Elon Musk over a month after the split. I don't know if you saw any of what happened yesterday, but just more interesting stuff out there. You can find that online. All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened with actor Sacha Baron Cohen. Do you guys remember this story?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a lawsuit, and apparently he has dropped the lawsuit against a Massachusetts cannabis dispensary that used an image of his character Borat on a billboard without his permission. So a document filed in Boston Federal Court on Tuesday said the two sides have agreed to dismiss the case brought last year by the Borat star. The legal filing did not mention any settlement in the case. Do you think they settled?
Yes.
Or was money involved?
Maybe Sacha Baron Cohen was like, I'm not going to bankrupt you people. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can just settle this for X amount rather than go to court and drag it out.
I mean, he also might have just decided it would have cost more to fight with them than it would have just drop it. The billboards probably aren't even up anymore.
Right. No, they took it down because he did a cease and desist.
It probably would have cost him more money in court than if he just let it go.
If you didn't see the billboard showed Baron Cohen posing as Borat with two thumbs up and the word, it's a nice. Of course, one of Borat's catchphrases. The billboard along a Massachusetts interstate highway was taken down 3 days after Cohen's attorney sent the cease and desist letter you're talking about, Annie. His attorney said in the complaint that the actor never would participate in an advertising campaign for cannabis and that the use of his image falsely conveyed to the public that he endorsed the company's products. Baron Cohen and his California-based company, Please You Can Touch, LLC, we're seeking $9 million in damages.
Wow.
That'll get you to take a billboard down.
Yep.
That's a good name of a company. Please You Can Touch, LLC.
I mean, I get, it's a funny billboard, but you definitely can't just throw people's faces
sure
on things
can.
Without their consent.
You sure
right,
can.
Right. And I think he owns all of that, too, because that was a character of his from a sketch comedy
show. What marketing team was like, let's definitely go forward
with that. I think
it
was just two guys who opened up a dispensary like, dude, this is funny.
Oh, this would be
good.
Really funny.
We're not going to get sued for $9
million. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I could love you if you were a worm. Oh. I'm just saying a lot of worms got picked up out in the garden by birds over the weekend when I was doing my gardening. So I hope you would not be one of those.
Well, you
chomp, chomp, said the beaks of the birds.
Were you feeding the birds my family?
No, I get what, all of your family now worms? I mean, what?
Well, if I were a worm.
Good question. Like,
yes, if I were a worm, obviously I'd have cousins and stuff in the yard.
Off a little bit tonight. I don't know. We just came out of Bible study. You couldn't have too many beers. No.
So that is my wife. After I asked her if she would still love me if I were a worm.
A very important question.
And you asked Brittany the same question?
Yeah, so I didn't tell her I was recording and I just sat her down for a very serious conversation. And
so mean.
I think I gave her a heart attack.
Hello, I'm turning off the office.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you got a second?
Yeah, what?
Come sit down. Come sit down.
Oh my God.
So, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I have a pretty serious question to ask you.
Ask the question.
You look anxious.
I am very anxious.
Okay.
Are you recording this?
No, nothing on there. It could affect the future of our relationship.
Oh my God, what?
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
What? What?
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Oh my God. I don't know why you do this to me.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yes, I would still love you if you were a worm.
Why?
Because I love you. You're weird, but I love you.
She doesn't even know.
You're
hesitate.
Weird. You date someone that's a worm.
Well, it's you. Do I know it's you first?
I'd turn into a worm.
Right, so I've known you first.
Mm-hmm.
Then yes.
What are you going to do with me, though?
I don't know. A little Tupperware container with air holes. I'd give you some greenery. Some things like move around in. Would you still love me if you were a worm?
I don't know if I'd want to date a girl who would date a worm.
But I know who you are first. Like, if I just found a worm, I wouldn't be like, oh, I love that.
How would we snuggle if I was a worm?
In your little Tupperware container.
Oh,
I'd tap on the window. Like, I love you. Dan Worm.
So you'd still love me if I was a worm?
I would still love you if you were a worm. I would love you a little bit less if you keep doing serious conversations about our relationship and ease me into it just quite like you did. Because my stomach is in knots. Do you have a worm?
Right now?
I don't know. What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. I just told you I'd still love you even if you were a worm. Huh. Does it make you love me more?
Nothing could make me love you more.
You weirdo.
Gave the poor woman a panic attack.
Dan, just the way you laid that question up.
She was jittery for the rest of the night.
I don't blame her.
She was like, it's not fun to be with you.
Why are you like this?
This question is so stupid that now those of you that are listening to the show are sending us audio of you asking people in your life the same question. What's this first audio?
Yeah, so this woman that listens to the show, her name's Jill. She sat her daughters down and asked the question. And similar to Brittany, no hesitation.
All right, so serious question. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for me asking you it?
Yes.
Okay. If I was a worm... Would you still love me?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely? Even though if I had, like, no arms or, like,
yep.
I couldn't hug you back?
Yep.
Right? Yeah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Just without even a second thought?
Mm-mm.
Right? You love me if I was a worm?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, girls.
You're welcome. Welcome.
I'd love you back, too, if you guys were worms. Don't worry. Yeah.
Like children of the year.
There's
Are
a
you
lot.
Kidding me?
There's a lot of better people than me out there. I was like, I ain't trying to date a worm.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't Rob tell you? He's like, nah, I don't think.
Yeah,
I would
by
love
the end,
you.
He was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm out. 1,000%. And this last one, Jill sat her husband down and asked, and there was such a long pause. I had to cut it down because I think we would have had dead air after she asked the question.
Right, super important question. Okay. To me. It's like really, like I asked the girls, I'm going to ask them all.
Yeah.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yes.
You know, like I wouldn't have any hands. I couldn't help with stuff.
Yeah.
Snuggling up in bed would be pretty slimy.
I don't know if I do that, but I would not like you for it.
Dad.
I think I'm sure.
Everyone just feels like they're being set up. Like her husband just kept being like, is this a trap? Is this some deeper question that you have here?
This is the most we've ever talked about worms in the history of life.
I just love it. Shows people's true colors, man.
Dan, that was cruel. She loves you. If you were a snake, she would love you. If you were a worm, she would love you. Dan, you are so mean.
Well, turn me into a worm. I don't know what to tell you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kennedy's out. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Big, big news from the world of soccer with the women's U.S. national team. I will get to that in just a minute. We're going to start first with Taylor Swift, who gave the commencement address to New York University's class of 2022 at Yankee Stadium yesterday, and she doled out some legit advice to the grads, and here are some highlights. You didn't do it alone. We are each a patchwork quilt of those who have loved us, those who have believed in our futures, those who have showed us empathy and kindness or told us the truth, even when it wasn't easy to hear. Those who told us we couldn't do it when there was absolutely no proof of that. She added that if those people are still in your life, make sure you show them some gratitude. There's a lot of great nuggets in this. It went for about 25 minutes. Here's some more of what Taylor Swift said.
We are led by our gut instincts, our intuition, our desires and fears, our scars and our dreams. And you will screw it up sometimes. So will I. And when I do, you will most likely read about it on the internet. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
She made a funny comment about she's not the doctor you would want to call if there were a real medical emergency, more like if you needed the name of 50 different breeds of cats in a minute.
Very true, very true.
It's a nice gesture. I just never understood giving celebrities doctorates.
The honorary doctorates. I guess I don't really understand it as either, but it is cool when someone like that gives a speech, just purely her speaking to people who probably idolize her, and you know what I mean, giving sure, actual good advice.
Well, that's, a lot of kids in the crowd are probably humongous.
It's a shame, Dan, because I had Connecticut School of Broadcasting on the hotline. They were ready to tell you that they were going to give us both honorary degrees, and we were going to be doctors, but I guess I can hang
doctors
up on
of radio?
Yeah.
Doctor.
Since you think it's dumb,
doctor.
We're just going to move on from that.
Do you still have your certificate?
From Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Go Fighting Microphones? That's a great question. I think I do.
God, I don't think I have anything.
Yeah, I did. I do think I kept that.
If I lose this job, there's no proof I was ever in radio.
Global superstar Jennifer Lopez is just getting started. The multi-hyphenate Grammy nominee is the center of a Netflix documentary. It is called Halftime, which debuts opening night at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 8th. The streamer will premiere the film directed by Oscar-nominated Tribeca alum Amanda Michelli, who did Vegas Baby. And you can listen to the trailer right now.
I do this not for an award. No, I do this to connect with people and make them feel things because I want to feel something.
Let's go.
My whole life, I've been battling to be heard.
While the documentary charts J-Lo's rise to fame, the trailer for the feature film is framed by Lopez's determination to be taken seriously by the media, by her peers, and the respected music and film industries. It showcases a tearful Lopez reaction to her Hustlers Oscar snub, to reliving rumors of Lopez being considered a diva. and disgraced entertainment broadcast reporter Billy Bush inquiring about her rear. So that is it. It's halftime, and that comes out on June 14th, I think, is when you can actually see the movie.
It'll be really cool to see the behind the scenes of how it all works.
No, I agree with
you. Know?
I think it'll be really, it sounds like, you know, with that woman directing, it sounds like it'll be really good.
Ben Affleck will be on the red carpet premiere ripping Marlboro Reds.
As
Dunkin'
he should.
Iced.
As he should.
Like, that's my girl.
All right, let's talk about the U.S. women's national soccer team. They finally got what they wanted there. Going forward, men and women will be paid equally. They will earn the same game bonuses and appearance fees, and they'll also pool their World Cup money, prize money, and share it down the middle, becoming the first soccer federation in the world to do so. FIFA doesn't dole the money out equally. The U.S. women's national team filed a lawsuit in 2019 demanding be paid as much as male players. And then we saw, you know, standing in front of like Congress or whoever it was, I can't remember,
Megan Rapinoe,
you know, had a fantastic speech where she explained all of this and how long it has been happening. And kudos to the men's national team, because while the women were pressuring the organization to do this, the men's team also did the same thing.
Just awesome.
And I think if the men had fought this, it might have been harder to get it done.
100%.
So I give a little bit of credit to them.
And it's got to be coming out of their pocket, right?
No, it absolutely
because
is.
Because they're not going to put more money in the pool.
Exactly.
That is exactly it. The men will lose money now in order to make it an equal playing field for all of the players.
Right.
Yeah, it's really interesting that this isn't happening across all of soccer. You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of countries around the world where women are treated as third-rate citizens.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that's a big part of why the U.S. team is so good, is because women are not allowed to play soccer at a young age. That's the boys that are allowed to play, and the women are supposed to go be in the kitchen. They're not allowed to get educated, all of these things.
Right.
So maybe this is just another step forward to some of these other countries understanding how important it is to let these young girls play.
Well, the women in the United States also have the best case because they get the same ratings or better than the men.
And they win.
They've actually felt what a World Cup trophy feels like in their hands.
Unlike the men.
So that is awesome.
This year, though, we're getting it.
If you are a young girl playing soccer right now, you could one day perform for the U.S. women's national team and know that you're going to get paid exactly the same what men are getting paid
it's
to play the game. Yeah, that is super cool.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we want to welcome Trevor in for War of the Roses. Hey, Trevor.
How you doing?
We're doing all right. What about you? Why do you want to do this today?
Okay. I mean, it's a tough situation. So my fiance and I, we got engaged a few months ago, but we've been together for like 5 years. Yeah, so we were really excited, you know, to not rent anymore. We were going to buy a house together.
In this economy?
And I know. It's not really the best time, you know, we're ready. We're just tired of renting. Anyway, so we met this awesome realtor. His name is James. And about a month ago, like, he started helping us look for houses. And I don't know, but I just noticed that he and my fiance were getting a little too close. They're constantly texting. And she started going to see, like, houses, you know, without me. Like, it would just be her and James going. And, like, I would start finding out about, she'd let it slip in conversation. I saw this house the other day or something to a friend, and I wouldn't even know about it. So that was just kind of a red flag.
Right.
She wasn't meant, right. And anyway, so she keeps assuring me that, you know, she just didn't want to bother me with, you know, every little listing and stuff, and they're just working together. And, it just doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't feel right, you know?
Sure.
So you understand how this works. We'll keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for Danny's cell phone company, offering her the dozen long stem red roses. It's usually girls calling in, so to have a dude calling in is a little bit different.
Hey, you know what? Turnabout is fair play.
Girls out here cheating too.
That's right, Dan.
Equal opportunity players around here.
Exactly. I figured bring in the professionals. You know, you guys can figure this out.
Well, we don't have any professionals around here, but Kennedy's going to try and do her best as Shelly.
Shelly's a professional. I don't know about the rest of us.
Just while we keep you on the line, be very quiet while all of this is happening. Okay, Trevor?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
Hello?
Hi, can I please speak with Danny?
This is she.
Hi, Danny. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. Actually calling from our customer service department, and we just want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today. How does that sound?
Wow. Roses. Yep. Can I send them to myself?
No, unfortunately, they need to go to somebody else. So if you could just give me a name for the card and we can go from there.
Okay. Can you please send them to James?
Sure. And what would you like that card to say to James?
Can we do that at every house you show me?
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a private story. More PG-13, you know.
I see.
Can you do what exactly at each house James shows you? Like, I'm assuming it's not going over cabinet colors, all right, if you're saying it's PG-13. Right? I cannot believe what you would do this to me. I can't believe this.
Hold on a second, Trevor. Danny?
What? No, seriously. Why did you say you get engaged if you're going to be banging other people?
Wait,
why don't you just tell me that?
What is happening here?
Hang on, Trevor. Danny, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now on Mix 104.1. This is called War of the Roses, and you just chose to...
I'm on a radio right now?
Yep. Say hi, Boston.
Hi, Boston.
I didn't expect to do that, but
yeah, really. Just tell Boston you got caught. That's what's happening, all right? You thought you could get, you know, you could just go f-ing the realtor, all right? Find us a dream house that, what? You're just going to find us our dream house and live in it like nothing ever happened? Is that it? Maybe you can sneak James over when I'm at work or whatever, right? Is that a plan? Is that what you're going to do?
Wait, whoa. I don't have a plan. I don't even know what you're talking about. I was joking about the PG-13 thing with James. The house we went to go see had a trampoline, Trevor. We jumped on it. That's all. We were just having fun.
A trampoline. Oh, that's the best you can come up with. Yeah. Just stop lying, all right? I see when your face lights up every time you're talking about James or texting him or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have a little secret relationship. I get it. I just wish I knew who you really were before I proposed to you and planned my whole life around you.
You are being such a child right now. What?
Yeah, you can keep the ring, all right? Why don't you do that? Show it to James.
Oh, my God. You are so off base here.
He's gone.
Well, at least I ended up with a man who can find me a house.
In this economy.
All right. Bye, Danny.
You're missing the point, bro.
This would never happen on HGTV.
Never. The Property Brothers would never.
I know, right?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.